Continuing with our interpersonal communication series, we'll be discussing the characteristics of effective teams. Hey, my name is Faith, and I'm a sophomore.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bolu, and I'm also a sophomore here at UNTG. So you guys might be wondering now, why is it important to know about effective teams? Well, this is because we deal with teams all the time in numerous ways. We're all part of many different teams in our life. And it simply norms to be familiar with teamwork. In our podcast today, Faith will discuss about goals, structure, and competencies in effective teams. And I'll talk about unified commitment and collaborative climates within a team. I'll now pass the mic to Faith, who will lead us off. Faith?
Thank you, Bolu. First, I will start off with goals. Goals are an important part of effective team building. Goals should be clear and have boundaries of reason. Unrealistic or unattainable goals usually cause distress to the group and impact the work of the group. An example of a goal is a basketball team aiming to make at least 20 more points in the fourth quarter than the third. The goal is attainable.
Second on our points today is unified commitment. Unified commitment is what brings team workers together. It is a sense of unity toward a shared purpose the team is trying to achieve. We see an example of this in sport teams. They follow mottos and have various cheers. The sport team is united and have a common purpose of winning. A team stays together because of the shared purpose, and each person depends on each member in the team to achieve this designated task. So within teams, there's interdependency among them, creating a unified commitment.
The third characteristic I will tell you all about is structure. Structure in a group is represented by everyone knowing their role and contribution to the group. Each group member generally has a task role that involves getting the job done and accomplishing the assignment. And each group member will have a maintenance role, which involves managing the team process. An example of structure would be a leader in the group. The leader would be well aware of their leadership skills within the group and take on the role. Another example would be the information seeker. An information seeker acts for facts within the group to gather information. And the giver, information giver, gives facts to the group.
Next along our podcast is collaborative climate. Collaborative climate is about maintaining both a positive and supportive environment. It's essential all members within a team can function adequately. The best teams maintain a strong collaborative climate. All workers are relaxed and comfortable within the team. In teamwork, an example of trying to ensure a collaborative climate is to address any problems early in the group. This helps prevent the troubles from gaining momentum and becoming hostile later on, which can go on to affect the team's performance.
The final characteristic I will discuss is competency. Competency means to do something efficiently. It is important to have competent team members for overall effectiveness of the group. If each member is competent, that reduces stress or pressure amongst the group, and no member will feel like they're doing majority of the work. An example would be lab partners. If each partner is dedicated to doing their share of the work and helping out, then that will result in the best lab results.
Lastly, you guys, we will move on to our conclusion. As you guys have just heard, we talked today about characteristics of effective teams. In continuation of our interpersonal communication series, I encourage you all to check out about our series. You can find more information at UNTG Speaking Center website, which is speakingcenter.untg.edu, where you can access a plethora of tip sheets and look at tip sheets involving managing group conflicts and communicating with instructors, which are also part of our series. I would like to thank you all for this. Thank you.
Thank you.